There will be big changes in Congress next time around for a whole host of reasons. Redistricting, one of those reasons. As some states gain seats, others lose seats, some stay the same. And that redistricting effort will mean changes for who gets elected. The only Democrat in all of Kentucky, John Yarmuth, has just announced that he will be not seeking re-election. He has represented Kentucky's 3rd Congressional District for a number of years, but he's not seeking re-election. That's not good for Democrats in Kentucky. It could be an all-red contingency headed to Congress. That would make a big difference, of course. And so we'll be watching closely as to what happens with the redistricting in the different states. My district is going to change dramatically, I believe, here in Michigan. So we'll have a completely different approach to what's going on. I do want to share with you now Barack Obama's you know what? I'm going to get to that in a second. I'm going to go to Congressman Tim Walberg joining me now. Congressman, good to have you here.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
I was just mentioning that the districts that the people see and are familiar with are going to change all over the country, yours included. It's a given because there will be one last seat in Congress in Michigan where you are. Looks like the district would change numbers, but you would still have a seat in the southern part of Michigan. Obviously, you've been watching this closely. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, something's going to happen. that's just a given. Every 10 years it happens, and I've gone through now. This will be the third district that I've had while in Congress, and the last two started out as R+1, two districts. That means they were truly swing districts. So the last one I had had the part of John Dingell's old district in it. So we had to do a lot of work in it and found that there were a lot of good people in the district that we could try to educate to the fact that conservatism is the way to go and it works best for them. And we've been pleased to see a lot of that has happened in this district. So I don't know what the new district will be. We've seen now the maps that have come out. They're 4 draft maps. Will that be my district? Time will tell. I think there are going to be lawsuits. I think the Democrats are going to sue for what they're seeing their districts looking like in specifically around Detroit.
Even though the maps clearly favor the Democrats and the way they're being structured, apparently it doesn't favor them enough. And so, they're probably going to sue. And at the end of the day, you're kind of a student of this whole thing we call the Constitution. I'm not sure that it's constitutional at all. I mean, after all, the Constitution specifically gives to the state legislatures the right to control the manner, time, and place, and so forth, of selecting members of Congress in the United States Senate. Not even if the people of Michigan voted to change the Constitution, which they did, and put this commission in charge of redistricting, doesn't mean it's constitutional, does it?
Well, that'll be a case for the courts. And, of course, the courts these days, you have no idea if they care about the Constitution in many places.
So some do. Some don't.
Some do and some don't. So that's the challenge we have here. But I think you bring up a wonderful point, Steve, that we ought to be very careful as citizens when we hear voices out there saying we need to change, whether it's the method of elections or redistricting. The Constitution was made for a purpose, and the purpose was to give the people the best say in their government. They were sold a bill of goods when some came, Eric Holder and others, and said, we need citizens to redistrict, not politicians.
Right.
Now, what we actually did, and you know it as well as I do, I believe, that we took the right away from citizens. We gave it to a small group of unelected people who supposedly are Democrat, Republican, or independent. And in fact, we've seen probably they aren't what they said they were.
Not at all.
And the people lost their ability to redistrict through the elected officials that they elected freely at the polls, i.e. our state representatives and senators. So that's what's happened now. You and I have no say in redistricting, and we'll see what happens.
And again, that brings me back to the Constitution. I don't believe that it is constitutional in what has been put forth. We'll find out if I'm right or wrong, but that's where I fall on. I want to give one quick bit of time here to the Wahlberg Tonko Lead Poisoning Prevention Act. You got together with Paul Tonko from New York. You put together a new plan to help children avoid lead poisoning, screening, reporting, prevention. We've got about a minute and a half here. Tell me what this is about, Congressman. Why was it so important you got this bill in?
Well, this bill just extends, it does two things. One, it extends the two programs that deal with lead poisoning specifically related to kids to make sure that we are seeing what's happening, that we have a commission that will be codified in this bill for the first time. It's not just in regulation, but it'll be codified. So we have a watchdog that looks at what's going on with lead poisoning, and it gives advice to Congress on what best things to do as opposed to jumping up with circumstances like what we're seeing in Benton Harbor now that our governor has let take place without informing the people of Benton Harbor over the last couple of years what's happening with lead pipes and lead in their water, just like in Flint. So what this does is just simply say, here's some money that's to be used for this specific purpose, so they keep ahead of the game, that kids who are impacted by lead more than anybody else because they're growing minds and bodies, we need to make sure that they're not tainted with the lead. And let's do this in a way that makes sense, and Congress will hear regular reports from this commission and can act on it as opposed to being caught off guard and then wondering what to do.
There you have it. Regardless of whatever district you end up in, these are important things that have to be done. Congressman Tim Wahlberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District currently. Don't know what it's going to be next time around, but we'll find out soon enough. Congressman, thank you so much.
You have a great day and a great weekend.
There you have it. Congressman Tim Wahlberg here. It's the Tonko Wahlberg Lead Poisoning Prevention Act. You can look it up, find out more about keeping kids safe from lead poisoning and making sure that they're becoming all they can be. Quick break now. We'll be right back.